And some of the key members in that group were students who were involved with the Montana chapter of the National Federation of the Blind. And the National Federation of the Blind is one of the strongest advocacy groups for students with disabilities, actually people with disabilities in the country. And so those students, in combination with what they were experiencing and what was happening nationally, decided to go ahead and file this complaint.
And what was the gist of their complaint?
So there are several things in the complaint itself. One had to do with inaccessible forms in something called the Learning Management System, Moodle. And so what Moodle is it's the online learning environment, essentially. And so what was happening in these features, they're called forum features, and they're essentially like a chat feature would be. So if you and I were in a conversation, Sally, we'd have a topic we had to answer, and I would respond, then you would respond, and then let's say a third member responded, third member in our class. If I'm a blind student or a student with a print disability, the screen reading technology that I'm using to access my classes didn't at that time read that thread in a consistent manner. So I wouldn't have the advantage of viewing the full conversation in the order in which it happened, making my response to that class pretty difficult.
And this was just one of several instances with access to technology, right?
Yeah, that's one example of the issues in the complaint.
Since that complaint was filed, though, the university has responded before this agreement, right,
yes,
to try to fix these things.
Yes. In fact, that issue in Moodle, the woman's name is Marlene Zentz. She's an instructional designer for Moodle. And she's actually taken on her entire job now is Moodle accessibility. She's a specialist now basically on campus to do this. And she's actually presenting right now at a national conference as well on these very issues. And she's working on something called Moodle 2 and improving the accessibility. The forum feature has been changed. So that's good news. And not only for us, the University of Montana, but for anyone who uses this particular platform. So it's fixed on all campuses.
And it's not just Moodle though, right?
No, not just Moodle. No, that's
right.
Just one example.
Give me another example.
So another example would be captioning. Okay, so if a professor was showing a video in class this still happens. We caption that material. But let's say KUFM, Sally, wanted to put up a video and, you know, it's going to be forward-facing on your website and you want it captioned. Because you're affiliated with the university, you can send it to this new office that has been created as a result of this complaint, and they'll caption it for you. And then you can put it up there. You're good to go. There's no additional charge to your campus department. Prior to this, what would happen is we would tell faculty, like disability services, or we would say, look, you're responsible for captioning, but resources weren't really available to do it. But since this office has been formed and the office is accessible technology services, now faculty members can go to this office and have those materials captioned. My office, Disability Services, is still responsible for doing that for students who may be in their class who are deaf or hard of hearing. But overall, campus has the obligation to be accessible for all campus patients.
And this office is new.
This office is brand new, yeah.
How's the university paying for all this?
That's a good question.
An additional expense.
Right.
Yeah.
So at this point, resources have been shifted. I mean, this is – I feel like there's a lot of disability type organizations on campus, and I'll just name a couple. Rural Institute, there's a new Neural Injury Center, Right Care Clinic, New Directions, my office, Disability Services for Students, and then IT Central. So there's always going to be a push for access on this campus just because there's so many of us focused on this. And when you're talking about general fund dollars, some of those departments I mentioned are, some are not, but the pressure is there. And so to fund this, resources were shifted. And Central IT was the one who stepped up. Matt Riley, actually the new CIO, said, yeah, you know, we're going to take this on. This role should lie with us. This is a technology issue, and we're going to take it on. So they shifted resources within their department to do this. Same thing in UM Online. They did that as well.
And obviously, Amy, this is an effort that doesn't just affect disabled students.
No.
It affects everybody on campus because we all interact with students who are disabled. And so there will be some training for faculty and staff to be able to adhere to this agreement, correct?
Yes. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that we're going to have – that's still left to do is the faculty training. I mean, that's going to be the biggest component of this. I mean, obviously making sure these resources continue. But the bigger thing is getting this message out about the training, about what resources exist on campus, about where faculty members can go to get these resources. And then also when students encounter a barrier, you know, it's not that they shouldn't – I mean, barriers shouldn't exist, right? We don't want them to exist, but they do. They'll come up in the world as technologies emerge. This office, the new Accessible Technology Services office, should be looking at technologies before they're – released to students. But when students have those issues, students need to be informed on what those resources are for them to get these addressed as well. It could be a simple training issue for the student.
And the good news about much of this is that technology can easily provide the kind of services that these students need, right?
Right. And in fact, this is a new development. Like, one of the things that was in this original complaint was iClickers. And iClickers are used in class to sort of either take attendance or to answer quizzes in class. And when this complaint was filed, they weren't accessible. Since then, the company's made them accessible. And so that got taken care of just by the fact that the technology's changed and emerged. Another example that we have on here is something called ConvertDoc. And what ConvertDoc does is, if you were to take an image, an image-based PDF, let's say, or just going to scan something in your copy machine and, you know, upload it. You can send this document to convertdoc@umontana.edu, and it comes back in a text-based format. That technology didn't exist several years ago. So you can have access in that regard fairly immediately now. It might not be tagged or, you know, perfect, but it's accessible.
Given how much UM is doing on this, I'm guessing that it's doing more than most colleges at this point. Will it be a model, do you think?
Well, you know, I mean, I have a bias there, right, as someone who works here and the Disability Services Director on campus. But I do think so. I think it will be held up. And I think other universities are going to pay attention and look at our agreement and say, this is what we've got to go after. These are the places where we're not compliant at all. I would say that a lot of universities, certainly even in the state of Montana, don't have specific offices who are doing their captioning right now, don't have specific offices who are even looking at this. They may have people, but now we have a more of a central office, and that's a huge thing to come out of this complaint.
We have been speaking with Amy Capolupo, who's director of UM's Disability Services for Students, talking about a new agreement that the University of Montana has reached with the Office of Civil Rights to make campus technology accessible to every student. Amy, thank you.
Yep, thank you very much, Sally. I appreciate your time.